Welcome, everyone. We will get started in a few minutes once a few more people have had a chance to join. Thanks for coming today. Welcome, everyone. We're going to give it a couple more minutes before we get started.
Okay.
All right, I think we will get started. It's so great to see so many new faces and names on our list today. Welcome. I hope you learned about us through one of the outreach channels that we tried to get to folks who haven't been coming to meetings that may not know about us. I want to start by introducing myself. I'm Susan Kimball. I'm one of the co-conveners of the Resource Access Special Interest Group, and I will allow my co-convener, Cornelia, to introduce herself.
Yes, I am Cornelia. I'm from the University Library in Mainz, Germany, and I've been a co-convener to the Resource Access for the last 3 years. 1 year together with Susan.
Great. So today we want to do an introduction to what we do here at the Resource Access SIG, and give kind of a overview of what our work is, what the different relationships are, how the Folio community works, and then answer questions that anyone has. I would really love to just do a quick go around if we can do that, just to give an, I would love to get a sense of who's in the room. So we can do it relatively quickly. I would like, there are some existing SIG members who are here, and then some folks that I don't recognize. So I guess if everyone can say their name and their, where they are located, in the world and what library, and whether a kind of whether or not you're a Folio library or whether you're considering Folio or where you are in your Folio journey, that would be amazing. So I know it's a little bit challenging to do on Zoom, but I'm going to ask folks to introduce themselves and then provide the name of someone else on the list so that they can we can keep it moving forward. All right, so I'm going to assign the first person. I'm going to say David.
Hi, I'm David Bodorf. I am at the University of Chicago Library. We are a Folio library. We went live January of 2022. And I've been on the SIG well before that. It's a long time. And I'm just looking on my screen, so I'm going to pass it to Holly Merkerson.
Hi everyone. I'm Holly Merkerson. I'm also at the Ver University of Chicago Library. I recently joined. We just recently convened a Folio steering group here, so I am just trying to kind of get the lay of the land more than anything and understand this big world of Folio a little bit better. Thank you all so much. And I will pass it to, I see, Katrina Bailey.
Hi, I am Katrina Bailey. I am from the University of Missouri Science and Technology. I am part of a Folio library, and so I just want to learn a little bit more. I am in Rolla, Missouri. I will pass it to Kirsten.
Hi, I'm Kristen. I'm also from the Missouri University of Science and Technology, in Rolla, Missouri. We're also just looking to learn more and in the University of Missouri system. And then I'll say Katie, who's also part of the UM system.
Hi, I'm Katie Ramon. Yeah, as Kirsten said, a part of University of Missouri library system. So I'm the systems librarian. So in our consortium, we have four campuses in the State Historical Society. So if there's any kind of system level Folio or integrated products issues that kind of go forward to me. And I just some librarian, I kind of need to learn a little bit about each access area to help out with everyone. And I'm hoping the resource access SIG is unfortunately at the same time a couple other SIGs I'm a member of. So I'm hoping as meetings get canceled and so forth that I'm able to join more often and view the recordings when I'm unable to join because I think that's probably the area I'm most focused on. Thank you. And I will go to Robin.
Hi, my name is Robin Wolven, and I'm the library director at Crowder College, Lee Library in Missouri, Neosho, Missouri, and we are a Folio library. We migrated to Folio with Mobius Consortium in June 2024. I was the access librarian right before we migrated, briefly left the library during migration and then came back October of this year. So I'm really just watching this webinar to learn a little bit more about the admin side, especially of Folio. So anything I can, any tips and tricks I can pick up, I'm here for it. I don't know fully who has been called yet, so I'll call on Wendy because I don't think Wendy has been called.
I have not been called. My name is Wendy Jones. I'm at Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We are a folio library as of, I think, like 2021, something like that. I'm Access Services Coordinator, relatively new in the role, and just want to dive deep into this aspect of folio. And I'm going to pass to my supervisor, Jordan Nielsen, for an intro.
Thank you, Wendy. So my name is Jordan Nielsen. I am the head of access services in the James E. Walker Library at Middle Tennessee State University. As Wendy just indicated, we are a folio library. So we're currently going through a little bit of reorganization and some changes in our access services unit. And so we're really looking to get more involved in the folio community, and particularly to connect with folks who happen to be in access services and at folio libraries. We're hoping we can learn from you all, and we're hoping we can share some things that we're kind of seeing on our side. So it's a pleasure to be here and to meet all of you. And I guess I will hand it off to Erin.
Hi, I'm Erin Weller. I'm head of Access Services at Michigan State University. We are a folio library. We went live in June 2022. And I really encourage you to continue coming to this meeting. It's been very helpful for me over the years. Appreciate it very much. Sorry, I need to pass it to someone, don't I? Let's go with Thomas.
Hi, this is Donna Church. I am at Missouri Baptist University. We are part of the Mobius and Apoleo Library. I am the e-resources librarian. I will pass it on to Cornelia.
Right. So, as I already said, I'm from the University Library of Mainz in Germany. We've been live with folio circulation for exactly 1 year today. And we are hosting some smaller libraries as well and are still in migration process. Steve, please.
Hello, I am Steve Stroll. I'm also part of the Mobius group, along with many others. As you can see, we got the word out about the SIG. We've been live since summer of 2024, and we were the first ECS site. So we have 62 tenants that circle our centralized tenant here in the University of Missouri. They are not part of the 62. They are a standalone, but they are sort of connected to us through our resource sharing system, because we are the first users of OpenRS as well. So with that, I'll pass it along to my fellow help desk colleague and courier teammate, Scott Peterson.
Hi, Scott Peterson here in Missouri, Columbia. I work for Mobius. I do system and technical support. Some of our members here who are on the ECS tenant, others the University of Missouri, who are a standalone partner that shares with us. And so I'm here to keep abreast of current changes, give input as needed for like any decisions about new developments, and just to help out our members as we can.
Should we pass it to Robin? No, you already went, Robin. Sorry. How about Tara?
Hey, I'm Tara. I am a library services analyst with Index Data. I'm located in Washington, D.C. So that means that I work for a hosting provider. I do a lot of support in migrations. Before I worked at Index Data, I worked in access services. So resource access is kind of like my first passion, and I still do a lot of stuff in migrations around this area. I also, unfortunately, almost always have a time conflict in this slot, but I didn't today, and I was really excited to hear sort of what was going on over here. So I'm dropping in for today, but I unfortunately probably won't be back. And I will pass it to Tom Trett.
Hello. I'm Tom Trett, from Cornell University, out in Ithaca, New York. We've been on Folio since Kiwi, so I'm not sure how many years that is. It was like 3 years or so. I'm actually the folio application manager here. Half of my time is spent coordinating our support and security groups at Cornell, as well as being the kind of liaison between Cornell University and our hosting provider. And then the other half of my time is I'm a PO for the folio community. So I'm actually the PO for fee fines, item statuses, automated patron blocks, locations, and I think there might be another one in there right now that I can't remember. But I'm going to pass it on to Anya.
Hi, my name is Anya. I'm located in Göttingen, Germany. I'm a circulation specialist at the central office of the German Common Library Network, which provides hosting and support services for all academic libraries in 10 of the German states. And I'm passing it on. I don't know who hasn't introduced themselves yet. Could you please just pipe up?
I can jump in. Robert Heaton. I'm based in Northern Utah. Work for EBSCO, managing folio implementations. I've attended the SIG as often as I can in the last 2 years or so, and I mostly just want to keep up on what's happening and help kind of support the library's perspectives that I work with to say, here are some features that that they want supported, that kind of thing. Jacob, I don't think we've heard from.
Hello, I'm Jacob Dudley. I am the head of access services at Northwest Missouri State University. We're part of the Mobius Consortium, and so we went live on Folio ECS back in June of 24. I'm part of the Mobius Consortium's Enhancements Committee. So here to kind of find out where future development is heading and kind of advocate for the Mobius Consortium as we do so. And I don't think we've heard from Matt yet.
We can't hear you, Matt. I'm not sure if you're speaking. You're not muted. Still can't hear you. Oh, I almost heard you. All right, we'll have you put your intro in the chat, if you would, so we can get to meet you that way. TS, it looks like we haven't heard from you.
My name is Tiffany. I am with Calvary University in Kansas City, Missouri, also a member of Mobius and the librarian there, and just kind of checking out to see what this is all about. And let's pass it on to Reeves. Have you got? I can't remember.
Nope, I haven't. I'm David Reeves. I'm the Interlibrary Loan Coordinator at Rockhurst University in Kansas City, Missouri. We are also a Mobius library. I am really here to learn as much as I can about OpenRS and the direction that's going. I have no idea who hasn't introduced themselves yet. I might be the last. So if you haven't, feel free to jump in.
I think Heather hasn't gone yet.
Hi, my name is Heather. I'm from St. Charles Community College in Cottleville, Missouri, and we are part of Mobius, and we joined Folio as well in the summer of 2024. And I'm just happy to be here to learn about all things to pass it on to my teammates.
Great. I think we haven't heard from Church D.
That was me, Donna, at Missouri Baptist.
We did hear from you, Donna. Sorry, I did not recognize your... I had you written down as Donna. Is anyone else here who we haven't had a chance to be introduced to? All right. Well, thank you, everyone. It's so great to see so many people. As I said, I apologize for my camera. You get to see me and my little kids, who are not so little anymore. But my camera keeps giving me a white screen of death, so I don't know what happened all of a sudden. And again, I'm Susan Kimball. I didn't say I'm from Amherst College in Western Massachusetts in the United States. And we have been, I'm part of five colleges. We have been on Folio since summer of 2022. So 3 years at this point. So I am going to do a relatively quick, I think, overview of what we do as the Resource Access SIG. I'm going to try and do a slideshow and make sure that I share the right screen. So I'm going to ask you to let me know if I have done that. Let's see. When I do it, actually. Okay. I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to show a slideshow. Do folks see that?
Your Slack.
You see my Slack? Seriously? All right, let's see if I can figure out how to not share my Slack. Let's try that again.
Mean, we could try to do a group effort of answering Slack questions. I mean, that'd be a cool meeting.
That'd be amazing. That would be
There
amazing. How about that?
it
Yeah,
is.
that's a slideshow.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's the two screen thing is really annoying because, like, I can see my screen, but not which screen is being shared. All right, so this is what we're here for today. Introduction to the Resource Access SIG. So what are we? First of all, SIG stands for Special Interest Group. I'm going to start from a pretty high level. I think you all know that say the RA SIG is part of the Folio community, which is an open source project that involves libraries and developers and vendors. And we our organizational structure is built around special interest groups being the subject matter experts that that originally worked towards developing the features and how Folio would work. And now that Folio is and dates back to, I think, 2016, 17, like quite a ways back before the first libraries went live with Folio, there was a huge amount of work that was done prior to the launch of the basic Folio product. And so we continue now to develop new features, talk about how to how we want to improve things, work on gaps that we see that we'd like to have, work on bugs, things like that. So the Resource Access SIG is one of many special interest groups in the community. And we work with our product owners. Tom mentioned he's a product owner, and developers to define the circulation functions of Folio. That includes checking out, checking in, how to request material, course reserves, fees and fines, and lots of other related types of functionality like remote storage, the for use at location, which is sort of like internal use, and lots of other adjacent functionality. User management is its own special interest group, but we work very closely with user management because, as you all know, circulation requires users to be able to move material around. So those are the big buckets of work that we work in on a large scale. The whole community has a wiki which basically maintains all of the content that we want to share with each other. So it is a huge wealth of information, but we have our own section of it called the Resource Access section, which covers all of the work that we're doing and also historically what we have done. So you can go there to find meeting agendas, to read notes about meetings that you may have missed, watch recordings of meetings. Our meetings are held today and Thursdays at 11 o'clock in the morning on US Eastern Standard Time or 5 p.m. Central European Time, or any version of that wherever you are in the world. You can see our gap list of features there. So we have a fully functional circulation modules in Folio currently, but we always want more. We're never satisfied with what we have. And so we've developed a list of gaps that we are working on to develop the functionality for. And that's something we review regularly in the SIG and work on moving those features forward. And I'll talk a little bit more about how we do that. On the wiki, you can also learn how to bring your topics to the SIG. We have a running list of meeting notes for the year. And at the bottom of that list, anyone can add topics for things that they'd like us to discuss at a future SIG meeting. And Cornelia and I will work together to get that on the agenda. And that can be anything from a discussion of a feature that you'd like to see and you want to know more about. You could ask if it's something you want to have an outside speaker come and talk to us about, maybe from another SIG or one of the product owners. You can put that on there. We talk about all sorts of things at our meetings, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. You can also join our Slack spaces from the wiki and join subgroups. So we've had a variety of subgroups over the years to develop different new functionality and to enhance the functionality that we currently have. So this year we have had a course reserve subgroup, which met earlier in the year, and we just spun up a FeeFine working group that's going to be working on enhancements to the FeeFine aspects of Folio. Get my clicker in the right place. So let's talk a little bit at a high level about the apps and functional areas of Folio, the Folio community, and POs, which are product owners. These are sort of fundamental to how Folio works and how the Folio community works. So these are, again, this is at a high level. Special interest groups that were here from very early on in the project. There are many more than these that I'm listing here, but these are sort of at a high level, the core functionality of Folio. So I talked about resource access. Users is down there with an asterisk. User management is actually its own SIG, as I mentioned. There's metadata management, which deals with all of sort of the inventory, so the instance records, the item records, the holdings records. They also oversee data import and export and authority records. Some of these functionalities have actually spun off into their own either working groups or subgroups or full-on special interest groups over the years. Acquisitions manages all of the work of purchasing and acquiring material into libraries. You can see all the different areas there that they're responsible for. Some of these have, many of these groups have more than one app sort of that they work with. So you can see these different apps that are within the purview of different special interest groups. And then e-resource management talks about all of those apps that are listed with regard to electronic resources. I've linked to at the bottom of this slide to a recording of a SIG showcase that took place at this past September's WolfCon. WolfCon is the World Open Library Foundation's conference. It's an annual conference that goes back and forth between North America and the European side of the house. And it was this year in Kansas City, Missouri. So maybe some of you were there. We saw lots of Missouri colleagues there. But we did a quick showcase of the types of SIGs that are available and how to get involved. So I know some of you on the call are specifically access services or circulation, but you can see a high level of other SIGs that are available, including some of the ones that are listed here. And the slide deck is linked from the agenda for our meeting today, which I will put in the chat after I finish. So let's talk a little bit about product owners. So the special interest groups work to define functionality and answer questions about how we expect the product to behave. And then developers develop functionality. Product owners sit right in the intersection of those two things. They have responsibility for a particular aspect of the product, and that could be a single app, or it could be a cluster of apps, or it could be even a part of an app, or where the apps come together. So they are essentially, product owners come from either the vendor community, academic institutions, but they do sign up to support the entire community. So that means they work with SIGs to take all of the information they get and then translate that into solutions that work for everyone. They work on the backlog of items that are proposed by the community as in the side of the product that we, the side of the Confluence product that we use to track all of the development. And the lingo here is UX prod, which are basically features that get written up about the kinds of things that libraries would like to see. So it may start as just an idea, but it has to get fully fleshed out into a UX prod feature in order to be prioritized for development and in order to have enough detail that developers can pick that up and then actually do the development. There's a lot of detail that goes into, goes between an idea of what you'd like to see and the actual nitty-gritty of what you click on, what you expect to see, how you expect it to interact with other apps in order to get that work completed. They also have the challenging task of working with the community to not just respond to a single request. There's bug fixes, which just need to get fixed, but then there's development requests that need to be worked with the SIG to figure out what does the larger community want to do before making changes. So their job is to represent the whole community and not individual folks. So even though a product owner might work for an individual academic institution or an individual hosting vendor, it is their responsibility to represent the broader community, not just their home institution or their home vendor. They also keep on top of support issues within the scope of the work that they are responsible for, in order to make sure that bug fixes are being elevated and dealt with in a timely manner. And then finally, they work with other product owners. So there's product owners have to work together because the apps are very integrated, and they need to understand how the different apps work together so that one product owner doesn't want to change an app that would negatively impact another area of work. So who are our product owners? So this is a quick list that's available. The full list is available at the link at the bottom. Our resource access product owners. So Tom introduced himself. We have several others and the areas of work that they have responsibility for. We also have adjacent user management product owners. Amelia Sutton is on our call pretty regularly, and she works on the user management side of things. So that's really helpful to have her present and be able to weigh in when we have conversations that touch on users, which a lot of our conversations do since the user app is so integrated into the work we do, both in terms of permissions and in terms of patron users. I'm going to pause for a second to see if there are any questions at this stage. All right. So what do we do in the RA SIG? So we do a lot of different things, not all at once, but a lot of these things happen over the course of our weekly meetings. We basically talk a lot. So we talk about how we want to prioritize work. We talk about how individual features and functions should work in Folio as developed, whether that's something that we think is not working properly or some new functionality that we want to develop. We get really in the weeds at times. We can be, I can't even tell you how deep in the weeds we could get in these meetings, but it is very, it's really necessary to be able to hash out the details that are going to be required for a developer to actually pick up a feature request and actually write the code to make it happen in the way that we want it to happen. And we do that working with product owners. So trying to provide user stories that are representative and comprehensive in terms of what are the different use cases that demonstrate what we're trying to develop. And we want to be able to be sure that we include all those user stories that represent all the different types of things that would be relevant. Because if you develop something without factoring in a particular use case, you can develop it in a way that makes it less functional for those that have that use case. This is a balance between making a product that works for the most people while also getting developed. Because if you spend all our time developing so that every single case is covered, then we may never get out of the weeds and may never get anything developed. So it is a balancing act. We provide consultation and collaboration with the leads of projects, functional and technical owners, and other SIGs. So we often will have other meetings with other SIG representatives to where there's something called the cross app SIG or the app interaction SIG, which looks at the intersection of different apps. So that happens a lot. So we may end up talking to someone from user management as we have a regular attendee, but we also can bring in other SIG representatives depending on what we're discussing. We come up with the workflow tasks and in order to develop documentation. So there is a Folio documentation site, which this link goes to. The intent of that site is to document how Folio sort of works out of the box and all of the basics of how to configure and use Folio in your day-to-day work. We have a Folio documentation contact or liaison who brings us questions about documentation and clarifications and things like that. And every time a new version of Folio comes out, that needs to be updated to make sure it reflects the most recent version. We also, another responsibility of SIGs and really anyone in the community, you don't have to be a member of a SIG, but we are big participants in this, is quality assurance, user acceptance testing, and bug fest. So every time a new version of Folio comes out, there is a bug fest, which is an open call to the community to test out all the workflows and basically, does everything you could do in Ramsons still work in Sunflower, and new functionality in Sunflower, is that working as expected? So there's a whole infrastructure around Bugfest, and the more the merrier in that group to get the more testers we have, the fewer tests individuals have to do. We also we do a lot of troubleshooting together. Anyone in the group can bring in either we do this a lot on the Slack channel, talk about, oh, I can't do this. I ran into this problem. And there's a whole community of people to weigh in on, oh, I had that happen too. And this is how we fixed it. So there's a great community of users to be able to support each other from implementation all the way through using the product in your day-to-day work. So we also have participants in the governance structures of Folio. So that could mean outreach about the project, community onboarding, like this sort of activity that we're doing right now, reporting progress. So the co-conveners report our progress to the governance structures of Folio, the product council and the technical council, and then whatever other initiatives come up, we participate in as needed. So what do SIG participants do? So Cornelia and I have some other responsibilities that we're responsible for, but folks who just want to participate in the SIG just need to attend. Like, that's basically the gist of it, is come to SIG meetings, activities and discussions, learn about what is involved in the community, completing homework if we have it. Sometimes that means going back to your institution and talking to your colleagues about what you would want to see in a particular functionality, supplying use cases. So if we're developing a new piece of functionality and we want to know how people would use it, we might ask members of the SIG to go back to their institution and come up with how you would use this if Folio were able to do it. As I mentioned, user acceptance and Bugfest testing. Bugfest is around when a new upgrade is coming. User acceptance testing could be more narrow, and it could be just about a new feature that someone is developing and they want to get some feedback on it. So they send it out for everyone to participate who wants to be part of that. And that is voluntary. Writing documentation, there's always an opportunity to help with refining documentation, pointing out when something doesn't quite work for you, and if you would like to weigh in on how it can be improved, we're always looking for that. There is a documentation SIG, and we have a liaison to that SIG as well. The being an institutional representative, a subject matter expert. So that may seem daunting. I know when I first joined, I'm like, am I really an expert? A subject matter expert, or a SME, as we like to call them, are basically all of us. You come to this group with some expertise in the work that you do, and that makes you a subject matter expert in your role and the work that you do at your own institution, whether that is processing requests, and maybe you maintain your library's hold shelf, or maybe you're the course reserves person, or maybe you are doing billing and are in charge of fees and fines. That makes you a subject matter expert around around that topic, and your voice is welcome at these conversations. And then finally, leading or serving on ad hoc subgroups. So like I said, we just recently had a course reserves subgroup, and someone who had an interest in talking about it ended up being the convener and didn't necessarily have any particular role, wasn't a product owner or anything, but had an interest and was willing to convene the group. So there's always, for folks that are interested, we're more than happy to have you step up and be part of the group in a larger way. Other SIG roles include the convener. So Cornelia mentioned that she's been on for 3 years. I've been on for about a year. We are trying to get to an every two-ish year rotation and with overlap. So you're never kind of a brand new convener without some support from former conveners. You can be a liaison to the product council. Yana is our liaison. She's a former convener, but she's now on the product council and liaises back and forth. So that means she's providing information to and from the product council to the RA SIG. You can be a working group or subgroup leader or a documentation representative. Lawrence Meany is our documentation rep, and he does a great job keeping us up on the documentation. So everyone's expected to be an active contributor, which might mean you can come and lurk and listen, and that's fine. We would love for you to participate when there are discussions. If you have contributions to make, we'd love to hear your voice. We decide by lazy consensus, and we record meetings we record decisions made by lazy consensus within our meeting notes. We record our meetings, and you can find them. Cornelia is going to go over a bit of our website when I finish up, and she'll show you where that is. When there's material to review in advance, you can do that in advance. And then also there's meeting notes and recordings to watch after if you have missed a meeting. It typically is about a 1 to 2 hour a week contribution. I said our meetings are Monday and Thursday. Our Monday meeting is typically our business meeting where we're talking about all manner of things. And we reserve the Thursday meeting for kind of ongoing special projects. And those could be subgroups. So right now, Tom's convening the Fee Fine working group during the Thursday hour, and then every other week. And then every other week, we have a group that's reviewing feature requests that need to be reviewed, that are old, that we want to make sure we still need them before we continue to develop them to be sent on to developers. So those are just examples of things we do with our second hour. But really, the Monday is our regular business meeting. And everyone's welcome to go to any of those meetings. And finally, the benefits of participation are really that you get to be part of this community. So we are all in this together, and Folio is different from a commercial product because we have this ability to really influence the direction it is developed in. And that is both a privilege and a responsibility as a community member. Without all of us who are all volunteers, there wouldn't be, Folio wouldn't exist. And so as people come into the community, it's great to have new energy and new ideas, all working towards the same goal. We have very open discussions and feedback, so everyone's voice is welcome. We really encourage people to bring your perspectives, especially as new libraries come on. If you have ideas that we haven't thought of, or if you just don't have a question and want to know what's going on, it's great to come to the meetings and raise whatever you'd like. And it can be a great way to start learning more about Folio, that parts that you didn't know. In implementation is very intense. And for me personally, I didn't join until after we had already implemented. I kept thinking, oh, I want to go to a SIG meeting, but I just couldn't make it happen. And then once I was able to have a little breathing room, then I could come. You can also directly influence future development. So that doesn't mean that today you ask for something and you get it tomorrow, but it does mean you get to be part of the conversation. And if you're willing to do some work of writing up tickets and things like that, it can actually be one of the biggest barriers to development can be that we haven't written up the ticket well enough for developer to be able to use it yet. So folks that are able to do that make a real strides toward future development. And then you also get plugged into this big community of libraries who've been using Folio for anywhere from, up to 4 or 5 years. And that is, the more people that are using it, the more knowledge is out there to be able to support each other. All right, so now, how do you go about joining? Well, I'm going to hand it over to Cornelia, this is the Getting Started webpage. And I'm going to stop sharing. So she can take us through that page to show how do I get from where I am now to being part of this. So she'll talk about how to get on the Slack channel, how to figure out when the meetings are, etc. So I'll hand it over to you, Cornelia.
Yes, I'm going to start by showing you the Slack channel. This is, can you see Slack? Yeah. Because Slack is the heart and soul of our communication, and joining Slack is the first thing you should do. There is everything on there, like announcements, what topics will be covered in this week's meeting. Sometimes we forget, you should join anyway. But if a meeting is canceled, you will find it on the Slack channel. You can ask and answer every question around circulation that you can think of. Like, so we are seeing something weird. What is expected behavior? Have you seen this? What is a workaround? You can give answers and share your knowledge or commiserate that it's not working as expected. And sometimes there are announcements from other SIGs, and sometimes there are questions from product owners that are too small for a SIG meeting. And so you should always look out what's new on the Slack channel and give your input to everything what's on there. So now on to the wiki page. So the getting started. So you can start to look for information. There is our contact information here. We are can easily be reached by Slack or by email. And here are the meeting times, but they are on the main page, on the main resource access page as well. And the Zoom link, but the Zoom link is also on every meeting page, so you can't miss it. There are our main communication channels listed. Slack is most important, as I just said. You can get invited by someone who is on Slack already, or you can use a sign up form that is linked here. And you need to be someone needs to approve, but it happens automatically, mostly automatically. And yeah, our channel is called Folio Resource Access, and there are others like user management, general, and remote storage implementers all listed here. Look around and see what's most interesting to you. Then we have the wiki. This one, and it shares the user database with Jira, Folio Jira, so you can sign up. Here's the sign up page if you don't have an user account yet for Wiki and Jira. Sign up here and get some. Then you can contribute and add content to wiki pages as well. So there used to be a mailing list. It is still active, but it's not currently, we don't currently use it. So we as conveners don't send out any information to the SIG mailing list, and other people's don't either. But if the need arises, we could revive that one. Here are some links to some general information about what a special interest group is, and some also a link to the to our YouTube, to the Open Library Foundation YouTube channel, and a general welcome page is linked here. And there is a subpage under Getting Started, a subpage that says resources. So here you have
the communication tools again, and the link to the meeting records, but this link is also in the meeting notes. Some information to the demo sites, link to the documentation and the tips and tricks section of the wiki, and also some more video information. So the heart and soul of our wiki page is the meeting notes. This we do have a section for every year, and the top page for every year is our topics calendar. Start with a list what we covered in each meeting, and down at the bottom there is this table for agenda items that Susan mentioned early on, and you can add it when you have signed up to Confluence. You can go to this page, edit it, and add your topics that you like to discuss in the SIG meeting down here. Feel free to enter whatever you want to talk about. If it's a new feature request, if you want to have a show and tell or have questions about anything, you can. If you don't want to edit this page, you can also contact us on Slack or via email. We have a page for each meeting. I'll show you last week's. The link to the recording is always there. The Zoom link and the password is always there, so you can't miss it. And there is an agenda and some meeting notes. We used to have attendees take notes, but now it's mostly handled by AI, either by the Zoom AI or Tom does it for us via Copilot. If you if you're not happy using AI for the session you are attending, please alert us. But then it might happen that you will have to be the note taker. So there are older meeting notes as well. But always look, the upcoming meetings all have their own page, and so you can always see what is planned for the next few days and weeks. And if there's something interesting for you or something, you could ask your colleagues beforehand. So there are some more pages with topics that don't have a place anywhere else, like some documentation or information about user acceptance tests, but this is all from previous releases. And then there is the subgroup section. Most of the subgroups are completed. Currently meeting, as Susan already mentioned, is the V-Fine working group. Those are groups that might be revived someday. And the PO assistance group is a series of meetings we had about helping product owners to enrich features, write user stories, contribute to Jira to bring new features forward. So this is how our gap list, where is our gap list? There it is. This is how our gap list came to life. We started this some years ago. Every institution could list their major gaps, and we then discussed it and added to the Jira's some more details and user stories. We're currently put this on the back burner because we are, Susan, you did not talk about this, because we started another prioritization process. So, and I see we are almost, our time is almost up. So I'm going to stop here and see if there are questions. So the basic thing about getting started is find the meeting notes and the Zoom link and just come. come and join us, follow the discussion, contribute whatever you can.
Yes, thank you, Cornelia. I'm sorry I can't say goodbye with my face, but my video is having, we'll see, I'll try it one more time. Oh, you got white screen of death, sorry. Well, I wanna thank everyone for coming, and we will hopefully see you at a future meeting. And if you have any questions at all, please feel free to reach out to myself or Cornelia at any point, either by email or by Slack. And we will hopefully see you at a future meeting.
So one thing I forgot, at our top wiki page, there is a list of sick participants. Feel free to add your name there and your affiliation. And also our meeting calendar invite is running out in December. So I'm going to renew it. And if you want to get the invite in your email, please send me a message.
Yes, that will put it on your calendar. There will also be a link on the website for updating. You can download the calendar invite directly into your mail, into your calendar as well. Thanks, everyone. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and we'll see some of you on Thursday for our next feature review meeting. Take good care.
Yes.